We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bradfo Show. That's my open. That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hits Bradford. That's my open. I'm waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion. Bradfo Show. That's delicious.
Yeah, I was shocked when this happened. And I've said all along, I didn't think it would happen because in New England, they want a starter. They don't want a star. And when it did happen, I was trying to think of some analogy or metaphor that worked. And it was like a yoga studio to Studio 54 when you go from Tom Brady to Cam Newton. It's just radically different.
There wasn't a big market because I think a lot of NFL people think he didn't the last 2 years look like Cam. The mechanics are off and they think his arm is hurt and they think his knees aren't the same. But maybe it's just expectations. Not everybody is built to play for 20 years in pro sports. They're just not.
All right, welcome. Sunday morning. Bradfo Show. Brian DeFelice. Brian James DeFelice behind the glass. Brian, how are you this morning?
Yeah, you got me now?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know what was going on there.
I think
the channel was out of the on-air feature.
That's okay. No one really cares.
No. We're good. We're rocking and rolling.
So, all right. So anyway, like I said, it's a packed show today. This first hour, however, I think we have to, as we always do in this time slot, we're going to play off the biggest news of the day. And the biggest news of the day was Cam Newton releasing another Instagram post. I don't think there's any question about it. And that obviously is going to spur a lot of conversation. Ryan Hannibal on WEI.com today wrote another excellent column, and he's talking about how Cam Newton is basically winning the offseason. He's doing everything right. He's throwing to N'Keal Harry. He's throwing to Devin Asiasi, he's throwing to Mohamed Sanu. He's saying all these things on Instagram. He's showing pictures of himself getting in the playbook. He is winning the offseason. He's doing every single thing right. So I would say this. All right, juxtapose that against Brady. Is Cam Newton beating Tom Brady in the offseason? I would, in Brady's defense, and here's the thing, and we'll play the latest Newton Instagram thing in a second. And if you want to call in and join any of this conversation, because there's a lot to get to, but if you want to join any of the conversation, 617-779-7937. In Brady's defense, when we go Newton v. Brady offseason perception, in Brady's defense, like, we don't know if Cam Newton can pick up a football barely. I mean, we don't know if Cam Newton can still play football. We don't know. We have videos of him throwing to wide receivers and workouts. He looks awesome. He's running on the 10 incline. And this latest one, after hearing and watching this latest Cam Newton Instagram post, everybody, you talk, it was the same sort of thing that Brady used to do, or the Patriots used to do, or whoever used to do the Brady hype videos, where you're like, I just want to go out and run through a wall. This Cam Newton thing, the same deal. Same deal in a completely different way. So I think, Brian, what we can do here is that I will read verbatim Cam Newton's Instagram post in my motivational way, and then we'll play the actual Cam Newton. And we can have you judge who did it better. All right?
You got
now,
it.
Now, keep in mind, this video, this diatribe, this proclamation is being done after, evidently, a workout. He looks like almost like a park, doesn't it? Could have been like along the Charles River or something like that. But he's breathing heavy, and he's also spitting. I will not spit when I do this, at least not on purpose. I will not be breathing heavy, at least not on purpose. I will just read. I will do my best Cam Newton. This is sort of the old school version of TikTok, which is I take the words that he said and then I actually read them on the radio. All right, here we go. Ready? Ready, Brian? All right, here we go. You know what makes this different? They've never seen this Cam. They've never seen him. You know how I know? They've never seen him, the forgotten Cam, the beep on Cam, the tired and sick of being tired Cam. It felt like I was just left to die. It's over for him. It's not the same player. I love it. I adore it. I admire it. I want to taste it. I want everything about it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen that me. Waking up energized after a hard day saying, what's next? Loving on my kids more, got more energy. Children say, Daddy, 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 we going to Charlotte? I say, no, son, it's over with. We've got another place to go. We're going to. We're going north. Now this play, Hibs.
You know what make this different? Is they ain't never seen this Cam. They ain't never seen him. You wanna know how I know? Shit, they ain't never seen him. The forgotten Cam, though. The shit on Cam, though. Tired of being sick of tired Cam. Felt like I was just left to die. You know what I'm saying? Just, it's over with for him. He ain't the same player. I love it. I adore it. I admire it. I want to taste it. I want everything about it. You know what I'm saying? Because, I ain't never seen that me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't waking up energized after a hard day. Like, shit, what's next? Yeah, I'm loving on my kids more. Got more energy. You know what I'm saying? Chosen say, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. We going to Charlotte? I said, no, son. It's over with. We got another place we're going to. We're going north.
All right. Brian, who did it better?
Well, obviously, I think Cam probably had a little bit more.
Well, it's his words.
Yeah, so it has to be Cam. I mean, you did a good job, I suppose. But, I mean,
This is much like the Eye of the Tiger, no Easy Way Out debate that we had, which is a better motivational song. Who did the motivational speech better, me right. or Cam Newton?
Yeah, I mean, I think Cam just had more believability in his vindiction.
And I don't want to throw this on you. Can we play like one sentence, one line, like him saying it and then me saying it?
Yeah, we'll do the last one. You go first, or I'll do him first so you can. Oh, you have it written down. So yeah, you go first. Read the last line. All right, where he's going?
The last line.
Yeah,
the very last one where he says the children.
Where he's told his kid he's going.
Okay. All right. Children say, Daddy, 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 we're going to Charlotte. I say, no, son, it's over with. We've got another place we're going to. We're going north.
Chosen say, Daddy, 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 we going to Charlotte? I said, no, son, it's over with. We got another place we're going to. We're going north.
He did a good. We're going.
Nah,
north
I mean,
a
Cam,
lot
Cam smoked you. It's not even close. But
I messed up. We're going north. I went for the volume instead of
right.
the like. Just hey, listen, we're going north, and I'm walking away. And I literally, when he finishes saying that, he starts walking north. Like he's going to walk to Foxborough.
Yeah, I mean, I personally, I think not to. I know Brian Barrett's going to be saying this in about 2 hours, but I love it. I'm all for it.
Of course you are.
Clearly, he feels as though, you know, Carolina gave up on him and he has something to prove. So,
let's do it. Wow. Captain Obvious. Holy mackerel. Of course. Wow. Yeah, of course. Yes, of course. Yes. This is the theme of what we're talking about with Cam Newton. Everyone gave up on him. Everyone don't understand what he's going to be delivering. They've never seen this Cam. As he said, they've never seen this Cam. He literally said that. They have never seen this Cam. And that's the theme, and he continues to say this. I would say this, though, Brian, is through all of this, through all of these Instagram videos, we love it. Like you say, I love it. Like, who doesn't love it? Somebody can call up if they want, 617-779-7937, and talk about how they don't love it. Fine. Like, I got to be honest with you. I don't love the spitting. I don't love, like, in the middle of this pandemic of breathing all over the place. But, of course, everyone loves it. Everyone loves that sort of thing. It was the same deal when Brady had the hype videos. It was the same anytime they did anything like that. This is just different. It's next level. But here's the thing, Brian. We don't know if the guy can play. But I guess at this point, who cares? Like, anything to get us through to whatever they're going to play, if they're going to play. Right? Like, good. This is good. Fine. But let's take a step back. We still don't know if Cam Newton can play. One thing that I can do, maybe I can't give this speech as well as Cam Newton, but I can run around like he is in this video, and I can be sweating, and I can be spitting, and I can look like I just like this had the most unbelievable workout of all time. I can give the perception that I am the greatest quarterback of all time because I throw a spiral to a receiver in a field. I can do all that. We still don't know. We still don't know. I wonder what Jared Stidham thinks of all this. Like, it must be such an awkward, awkward thing. And where you have this guy who the Patriots are saying is on even playing field in terms of, and Brian Hoyer for that that as well, but a guy who is supposedly on even playing field, and everyone freaked out when Jared Stidham had the video of when Brock Holt released a video of him throwing to Julian Edelman. Everyone, oh my goodness, Jared Stidham. Jared Stidham is working out. He's getting ready. He'll be okay. And now we have this level. Now we have the Cam Newton level, the barrage, the wave of these Instagram videos. And everyone completely forgotten Jared Stidham. And I get it. Cam Newton's probably going to be the starter. All things being equal, Cam Newton's a starter. But we've completely forgot about Stidham. So how is he feeling about this? Like, is he just saying, oh, are you kidding me? Another video? Like, if just show me that you know how to run the Patriots offense. Show me that you can hit a guy, a slot receiver, after he makes five jukes and then hit the guy in stride 10 yards downfield. Just show me that. Like, because this stuff, this is eyewash. And really, Brian, it is eyewash. Like, it is. Right? Correct?
Yeah, I mean, look, I when you talk about you don't know what we have in him, I mean, it's a fair thing to say, but it's not like we're talking about Colin Kaepernick where the guy's been away for 5 years. I mean, Cam Newton, he's not too far removed, and I mean, clearly he's still young enough to come in and prove what he's capable of doing. If Jared Stidham has the woe is me mentality, then shame on him.
I don't think he does. I'm just saying it's sort of an awkward situation. But I would say this, like, I'm not saying that Cam Newton won't be good. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that people bizarrely will take a video like this and be like, oh my goodness, Super Bowl. And, you know, we can kid around about it, but people who would say, yeah, well, maybe Cam Newton is right and on par with some of these other quarterbacks. So maybe if everything breaks right, the Patriots can possibly hang with the Chiefs or the Ravens. And then they see this video, like, are you kidding me? Of course. Of course. Good. Like, listen, whatever gets us through, it's fine. It's all good. All I'm saying is that let's take a step back. And the other part about this is, like I said before, is like this is the battle. We talk about the battle between Brady and Belichick in terms of perception in the offseason. Now it's the battle of Brady and Newton. And by the way, I don't know who's going to have a better year, but I know who's having a better offseason. It's Cam Newton. It is Cam Newton. Because what we have from Tom Brady is him working out with Tampa, number one, breaking into a house inadvertently. Number two, working out with guys after he was told not to work out with guys. Then he has the Instagram post, the FDR quote, all we have to fear is fear itself. Like, all of that. And then if you want to lump this in, like the TB12 stuff and selling TB12 stuff in the middle of a pandemic. So all of that, we have, that's the Tom Brady offseason. The Cam Newton offseason has been these Instagram videos, has been a guy who basically took a contract, and this can't be dismissed, took a contract that was all for the team. We talk about these contracts that are made to just let me prove that I can be the best guy. To Cam Newton's defense, to Cam Newton's credit, that's what this is. In all of sports, you aren't going to find one that is more like that, that is more sending more of that message than this one. The guy's taking a veteran's minimum. The guy can be cut. The guy can be franchise tagged. All of it. All he's saying is what he's saying in these Instagram videos, but he's saying in terms of his contract. Just give me a chance. And honestly, we should embrace that. We should applaud him for that. We should applaud him for this. I have no problem with these Instagram videos. That's cool. That's good. Like I said, it gets us through the day. Lower the heart rate. Ricky Bobby's dad. You can find that clip, too, at some point.
Right. And, you know, I think from a fan's perspective, nobody would trade anything for the last 20 years of Tom Brady in New England. But what Cam Newton brings is just, look, if Tom Brady has to be somewhere else, it's kind of refreshing for fans to have a just totally different imagery of this team.
Well, but you know how it is, Brian. It's like, you know, obviously if Tom Brady was here and Tom Brady was doing his version of Instagram videos and Tom Brady took a picture of him throwing to anybody, we'd be jumping up and down and applauding him and like, look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the best. All the things that we've said for all these years. And yet now that he's gone, it is so easy. And we hear it from Fitzy. We hear it from a lot of these guys who have always been on the side of Tom Brady. Once you leave, now you're picking through this. Now you're picking at the scabs. Now you're picking all these things, which we kind of knew, but we didn't really want to say because Tom Brady's the quarterback and Tom Brady's bringing a lot of joy to the area, but he's gone. So all these things that now we're surfacing when it comes to Tom Brady, you're right, Brian. Like, nobody's going to fit. The statue's going up. The statue's going up. There's no question. No one's going to forget that. But at the same time, when we talk about the perception of these two, it is right now, put up the poll. Who do you like better right now, Patriots fans? Cam Newton or Tom Brady? And because here's the conversation.
What do you mean by that? Like personality wise or
no,
like for
who
this
do you like
team
better?
This year?
What does that mean?
Like
who
playing
like
wise
better?
Or personality wise?
No, who do you like better? I mean, it's just who do you want to cheer for more? Like because
I mean he plays
No. I did that even at 9:18 I could go no expertly. But here's the thing, and I had this conversation with Mutt. This is obviously before the this is pre Cam Newton. But the whole, well, who are you going to root for? Tom Brady or the Patriots? If they play each other, who are you going to root for? Tom Brady and the Patriots. And my man Mutt was adamant, and he wasn't alone. It's Tom Brady. Tom Brady will always be the man. Tom Brady will always be the guy. And I said, that's an utterly ridiculous comment. Cam Newton or no Cam Newton? Because people cheer for the laundry. If the Patriots are falling apart, then you're cheering probably for Tom Brady.
If Bill Belichick allowed Tom Brady to leave town for whatever reason, and he showed no signs or effort of trying to make the Patriots competitive, and you threw up Brian Hoyer against Brady in Tampa Bay, let's just say for example, then I think fans would be pissed and they'd be like, you know, f this, like yeah, you know, Bill sabotage. But that's not the case. I mean, you brought in Cam Newton, so I don't now. With everything the fans know, there's no way.
Well, I can tell you, it's like, so you have a guy. Okay, this fine. You're on the surface, that's an easy way to take it. But here's the thing, Brian. Cam Newton hasn't played a game. Cam Newton has done nothing for the Patriots. Nothing. Nothing for Patriots fans. All he's done for Patriots fans is give us these Instagram videos, which thank you, Cam. We appreciate it. But that's all he's done. So, but because we like the new thing, because we also are starting to pick at the scabs of Tom Brady because he's gone. And also, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think people like the difference. Like this is sort of the new wave of doing things. Like it's sort of like the offense, right? Josh McDaniels, I'm sure he enjoyed having Tom Brady as a quarterback, but I'm pretty sure that Josh McDaniels' blood is flowing a whole lot more now because of all the things he can do in this new age of football. When he's looking across the field at Lamar Jackson and seeing what they're doing with him, saying we can't possibly do that with Tom Brady. New is always nice. New is always the thing that people embrace. And that's another reason why people are gravitating and saying, yeah, Cam Newton, and no thanks, Tom Brady. I mean, it's going to take a little bit for us to really remember, Brian, like what Tom Brady meant here. It is. Like, we can say we do, but right now it's more about ripping Tom Brady. It's more about finding the flaws in Tom Brady. Tom Brady's left tackle insinuated that he's not playing. He's not playing. And because of the COVID-19, he may or may not, but he sure looks like he's probably not gonna. As soon as that comes out, as soon as he posts that, as soon as that story is surfaced, I guarantee you people in New England were like, ah, Tom, look at what you got yourself into. You got no left tackle. I guarantee you that was the mindset. I guarantee you. All right, we got to take a quick break. We got a lot to get to today. As I said, we're going to have some perhaps maybe the best baseball conversation in the history of this market, in the history of the medium, coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Steve Perrault, Section 10 podcast. It's going to be in studio, and Pat Light, our buddy, guy who once, I asked him in a podcast, by the way, and I'd be anxious, Brian, to hear your thoughts on this, even though you're not a basketball guy. So Pat Light threw 100. He said the first time he threw 100 was in the minor leagues. Which would you rather do? He also dunked a basketball in a game in high school. I asked him, which was a bigger moment? The moment you dunked a basketball in a game or you hit 100 on the gun? Which is it for you?
I think it would be cool to be able to dunk just because it could never happen for me, so I would take that one. But I will say then now I'm opening up the option to just break an ankle on the way down.
But it would never happen. Here's a news flash. It would never happen that you would hit 100 on the gun either. So yeah, both of these are...
Take it easy there.
Both of these are in the same level. So he said, spoiler alert, go to the Bradford Show podcast to hear more. But he said that hitting 100 was a bigger deal. Dunking a basketball in a game? Man.
I don't know. I've lowered those basketball hoops back in the day to like whatever it was, 5-6 feet, and it's a pretty damn good feeling to be able to dunk, but you know.
In a game. We're not talking, they don't lower the hoops in the middle of a game. I mean, as far as I know, I wish they did.
No, definitely, I would say dunking probably.
Anyway, so in the 10 o'clock hour, Steve Perrault, Pat Light is going to be joining, and it's going to be a great conversation. Brian Barrett also joining us at going to be here from 11 to 1. He's going to be here when we do Media Stars, of course, 11:45. A lot of people were talking about the Media Stars resurfacing last week. So second edition of this version of the Bradford Show coming up at 11:45. But until then, we're going to be taking your calls on this really, really good Cam Newton conversation with Cam Newton. Thank you, Cam. Thank you for supplying us with these Instagram videos because they are the thing that are keeping us really interested in sports. Let's be honest. I go to Fenway Park. I'm trying to be interested. There are some interesting things about it. We're getting closer to the baseball season. We're getting closer to the basketball season. We're getting closer to the football season. But the best sport in town right now is Cam Newton's Instagram account. I don't think there's any question about it. I see you all lined up. 617-779-7937. Be back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
back to Rob Bradford on WEEI.
You know what make this different is they ain't never seen this camp. They ain't never seen them. Shit, you wanna know how I know? Shit, they ain't never seen them. The forgotten cam, though. They sit on cam, though. Tired of being sick of tired cam. Felt like I was just left to die.
I'm not positive who that was talking right there. I'm not positive. Is that Sidham?
I think it was Yaroslav Halak.
Oh, nice. When I, like I said, when I think of goalies, I think of when I think of the face of the Boston sports scene, I think of Halak. Which we'll get to that in a little bit, too. Boy, talk about the straw that stirs a drink. I write a column and everyone's talking about who is the face of Boston sports. I can't go anywhere. Everyone peppering me with "you're full of hooey." Are you kidding me? Xander Bogaerts? All I know is this. Is it after Xander Bogaerts, after I wrote that, and I said, you know, why can't Xander Bogaerts be the face of Boston sports? And then Xander Bogaerts was on the station, and OMF interviewed him. And Christian Fourier, quote unquote, I'm not even paraphrasing, said, before the interview, I would have said no way. After the interview, I say absolutely. Word for word, as far as you know. That's what Christian Fourier said. So I got one on my side. And then he went on to say how Cam Newton was. I don't know. But it's, you know, I know that it's easy to say Cam Newton. I think it's two different conversations, though. That's where I wanted to call into OMF and say, fellas, it's two different conversations. The face of the Boston sports. And who is the most popular guy right now in Boston sports? And the most popular guy in Boston sports, Cam Newton. And he hasn't played one single snap. Not one single snap. And you know why it is? Because his Instagram videos like this. It's because of the tired of sick of being tired Cam, which is a great line from him. So that's why he's the most popular. And because it's football. A lot of people, when I wrote that column about Bogaerts potentially being the face of Boston sports, it was, there's a lot to it. There's commitment to the area, its ability to handle yourself, both in the locker room or clubhouse, and outside the locker room and clubhouse. It's obviously ability, it's achievement, it's all of that. It's all of that. And the person that I think that if I got the most pushback on anybody, it was from your crew, Brian.
Who's my crew?
The hockey guys. Bergeron. Bergeron, Bergeron, Bergeron. But I would say this, is that it's, I'm sorry, it's hard to do when it's hockey. It's hard, as popular as Bruins are, and there's no more of diehard fan base in this area than the Bruins. I'm not going to argue that. But Bergeron isn't the face of Boston sports. He is, we want him to be. I think the idea of him, sure, but he isn't. And a big part of that is maybe a bigger conversation, is getting out there. It's like when Fourier says about Bogaerts, before the interview, I say no. After the interview, I say yes. Why? Because he hadn't heard enough of Xander Bogaerts. That's a problem with baseball players. That's a problem with hockey players. And it's not a problem, certainly, with football players. That's why Cam Newton's the most popular right now. That's why Julian Edelman was another guy people were saying. I'm like, Julian Edelman right now can't be perceived at the level in his sport that Xander Bogaerts is. Xander Bogaerts was fifth in the AL MVP. Julian Edelman is a very, very good receiver, a slot receiver for the Patriots. But he's out there. He's playing the most popular sport. Same with Cam Newton. So they're going to be in this conversation. I understand that, but it's two different things. The person that you're most excited about, you liked, the person who, you know, people say, oh my goodness, you, that guy's playing in Boston, or the actual, let's dig in and let's soak this in and this say that guy is the face of Boston sports, because Tom Brady was the guy for years upon years upon years upon years, and now he's gone. And I know that, like, Lou had said, well, you don't need one. Why are we forcing anyone? Well, you don't need one. I mean, I can go to sleep tonight saying there's no face of Boston sports, but you always do have one. I mean, you always have one. I think Fourier actually had a good analogy. He said, go through the cities, and you say, who is the guy? Who is the guy when you think, hey, Dallas, who is it? Who, when you think Miami, who is it? That's what you do. You get in a cab, wherever you are in the country, hey, I'm a sports writer in Boston. All right, who is the guy? Now, I'm not going to say that everyone, the cab driver, is going to say Bogarts. I'm not going to say that. But as we talk about all the things that you're checking off the boxes with in terms of longevity and all of it, which is a big part of it, commitment to being in that area, which Bogarts told Scott Boras and said, hey, I'm going to stay here, figure out a way to get a deal, or you're not going to be my agent, or something like that. He showed a commitment to being here. Jason Tatum, I think in a couple of years, he's going to be the guy. But I can't say that right now. He hasn't been around long enough. He's 22 years old. And you know who the guy who I actually want to be, who I want to be the face of Boston sports? Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is the guy I want to be the face of Boston sports. He is doing everything right. Everything right. And he's a very good player. I just think that he's not at the level of achievement yet where you can say that. But in terms of what he's saying, in terms of what he's doing, and the latest obviously is him saying, I'm deleting my Instagram account and I'm not going to complain about hotel rooms. Like, how intelligent is that? And of course we get into the social justice endeavors that he had going down to Atlanta. I mean, this is a young guy who clearly gets it. Clearly gets it.
Yeah, I think, Rob, I think when you're talking about who the face of a city is, I think two things come to mind. Number one, it's sport popularity nationally, okay? And then I think secondly, it's...
So you would admit, hockey...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no, for sure. Like, so someone like Patrice Bergeron, he's been in the city for, what, 16, 17 years. He's a Hall of Famer, generational two-way forward. He's won at every level, all that stuff, right? But if you're in, you know, Kansas City, Missouri, walking around, and you ask somebody, you know, who's Patrice Bergeron, chances are they don't know. So for me, it's sport popularity nationally. Then it goes to relevancy. So how are you relevant? Well, that's usually linked to winning. So if all things are considered equal, if you have four major sports teams, one per sport in a city, and every single one of those teams win, then it's going to be QB1 for the football team.
Right.
But if you're in a situation where...
But you can't do that now. You can't do it. He hasn't played a down.
Well, okay. Well, no, but hold on a second.
And he's a one-year contract.
Hold on a second. The Patriots are the most polarizing team in sports in this country in the last 20 years. So whoever succeeds Tom Brady, although I will say, if it were Brian Hoyer, he would not be. But it's a different circumstance. I understand that he hasn't played a snap yet, but he's also a former MVP.
He makes them relevant.
So right
now. It's two different conversations. It is. And maybe I'm like, nobody is going to care that I'm designating or defining the face of Boston sports that you have to show a commitment to being in the town, which Cam Newton hasn't, by the way, for an extended period of time. You have to have been here for a while. Like you said, Brian, you have to have achieved, which Xander Bogaerts did. He's won two World Series championships. You're right. You're absolutely right. If Cam Newton, like I say, if Jason Tatum in 3 years, he's going to be the guy. But if Cam Newton goes through this year and then he signs a 3 or 4 year deal with the Patriots, he's a guy. I mean, there's no question about it. He's a guy. But all I'm saying is that, and this is maybe my own deal, where to be that face of Boston sports, you have to have played in Boston sports for at least a little bit.
I disagree, and here's why.
I've defined it. You can't disagree with it. It's my award.
I disagree, because let me ask you a hypothetical question, okay?
Right
now, look at Chicago, okay? The Blackhawks have won 3 Stanley Cups in a short amount of time, in 6 years, right, during their dynasty. And at that time, nobody else in Chicago had really done much. So Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves, they kind of were like the face of the city because of the winning. But if you put Patrick Mahomes, say he was starting for the Bears next season, he got traded to the Bears, the winning that Cannon and Taves did doesn't matter. Patrick Mahomes, without playing a snap, will be the face of the of Chicago. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that you won. It just helps. If the way that winning helps is if say you're not as popular of a sport. So say the Bruins are winning a bunch of cups, but the Patriots suck, the Celtics suck, they're at that, then the winning is going to help them be more popular. But if all things are equal, if all teams suck or if all teams are winning, it goes football, QB1, basketball, baseball, hockey. It's a toss up because, you know, we'll see where baseball is, but
I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you football thing. And this is where we're never going to come to a conclusion with this, because once again, it's my award. It's like you cannot qualify.
What's the award?
The award is the face of Boston sports. And congratulations.
No, but we agree it's the same guy, though.
That is Xander Bogaerts?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, it's Cam Newton? No, it's not. Because, again,
That is a brutal award, wrong.
No, it's not wrong. Because it is. It's like when you qualify, you have to qualify for the award. And it's a good analogy with Patrick Mahomes, but he wouldn't qualify either. You have to qualify for the award by showing a commitment to be in Boston for an extended period of time.
So if that's your threshold, then why would Bogaerts get it over someone like Chara or Bergeron that have been here for four times the amount of duration?
Because hockey, as you point out so eloquently, hockey just isn't going to be accepted across the country as baseball. As bad as baseball is in terms of perception, that's just still the reality.
So who do you think is the face of Boston sports right now? Like, not your Bradford Award. Like, who's the face of Boston sports?
What do you mean by not my Bradford Award?
You really think it's Bogaerts?
Yeah, for what I'm defining the award, what I'm defining the honor, I am saying it's Bogaerts.
That's fair. But what I'm asking is, but nationally, who's the face though? Like, if you're walking in Seattle, Washington, downtown Seattle, and you catch some 15-year-old kid,
the first thing they'll say is, Cam Newton's playing for the Patriots.
Okay, well that answered my question.
No.
It's the first thing that comes to mind. That's the face.
But it's not the same. No, it's not. It's someone who's representing the city. It's someone who is representing the city. Cam Newton has not represented the city yet. It's two different conversations.
I understand. I agree with what you're saying about there's benchmarks that you have to surpass to have that honor.
Thank you for agreeing to the award that I made up.
You're very welcome. But what I'm saying is, nationally, that's not the case.
It's two different.
Yeah,
until
sure.
You get your head around that it's two different conversations, we're never going to get anywhere. Anyway, 617-779.
Maybe if you get head around the fact that Cam Newton's the face of Boston sports.
He's not. He's like, oh, isn't it interesting? Cam Newton's in Boston and he's doing Instagram accounts and we have no idea if he can actually play football. That's really interesting. Sure. Anyway, I'm sorry to all the calls. We haven't got to you yet. I know that Steve Perrault is waiting at the door upstairs and he's coming on in for the 10 o'clock hour. Pat Light will also join us. And that's when we're really going to get into arguing. Believe me, there's a lot to pick through. A lot going on. So 617-779-7937. Steve, Frankie, the rest of you. I'll get to you right after this break.
Back to Rob Bradford on WEEI.
Tessie is the royal root, his rally cry. Tessie is the tune they always sung. Tessie echoed April through October night. After serenade installed the Nate and Young.
Pitch. Hit high and deep into left field, way back and way gone. Xander's 33rd home run has tied the game at two, all the way out of Fenway for Bogaerts.
That's a great Will Fleming. Was that from the MLB The Show home run, or was that a real home run? I lose track.
That would have been last year against the Orioles.
Okay.
Two-run homer.
Because Will and I did the play-by-play for the MLB The Show simulated games, which, I mean, not that I need to tell anybody that everyone saw it. But that was also Xander Bogaerts hitting the home run, the face of Boston sports. Hold on a second. And so we are very happy to be joined by Steve Perrault. Steve Perrault of Section 10 Podcast. Do I have to identify where else you work? It doesn't matter.
No, yeah, Bleacher Report definitely.
Bleacher Report
definitely matters.
No, I
yeah, they pay my salary. But no, yeah, Section 10 is definitely the way to go.
All right.
If we're talking socks.
Okay. Well, we're talking until we get Pat Light, your good friend, because I figure like it's about that time. We have about what a week and a half until the
about 10 days out.
Not that you're counting,
yeah,
right?
It's by Monday. By tomorrow, by Tuesday, you're about 10 days out.
Okay, about 10 days out. So it's about time to have a round table.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'd agree.
So I appreciate you coming in and round tabling it up with Mr. Light, who's going to be calling on in, and you guys can go back and forth and please argue about something. But before we get to, we have the laundry list of things we're going to talk about with that. I do want to get to these calls, but before I get to the calls, real quick, how hard do you agree with my assessment that Xander Bogaerts is the face of Boston sports?
I think it's fair. I was scrolling through the Bradfo Twitter list, just seeing what you had put out there recently, and I saw that, and I took, at first glance, you think, what is he talking about? Are you serious? Xander Bogaerts, the face of all of them? But I'm assuming your point is Tom Brady's out of town, so Xander Bogaerts is now...
Yes, Tom Brady cannot be the face of Boston.
He obviously can't be the face, but like... that then comes down to who you think the captain of the Red Sox is, which I actually do think Xander...
Yeah,
I
want
to disagree. I think Xander's like the unofficial captain.
Yeah, okay. Team. Captains in baseball are stupid.
It is stupid, but I think in terms of what the team... who the team looks at as the guy.
Okay,
Xander's the guy.
That's where you start.
Yeah.
With one team, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we can start there.
Yes.
I think that 100% people would agree with that. Anybody who knows the dynamic
people
of the Red
say
Sox.
JD, but...
Still. What?
I think JD, yeah. In terms of like how he carries himself, he's like the hitting coach of the team. You disagree strongly.
No. No. Xander Bogaerts is the captain. Is the captain of the team.
It's between those two guys.
Okay. So you have to start there. But my point is, because everyone is jumping on me, everyone, I mean Brian DeFelice behind the glass is jumping on me about Cam Newton being the guy. That is the face of Boston sports. And in terms of the guy who is everyone is, when you talk Boston sports, Cam Newton is that guy. But my award, because I made it up, is for the face of Boston sports, you have to show a commitment to being in the city, which Xander Bogaerts did.
Yes.
By telling Boris, I want to sign here, where we all thought he was going to be a mercenary.
Money, the whole thing. Yeah.
Yes. And so you have that. You have to have played here, which Cam Newton hasn't played one single second here. Did you hear the Instagram video, by the way, the latest one?
I haven't missed any of them. I got to be honest.
Last night was the best one.
I heard you guys talking about this coming in. And whoever does those videos, I don't know what they make. They deserve a raise. Those are Super Bowl-worthy hype videos. And they're being in black and white, it just adds another layer to it. I'm ready to go regardless of the fact that he hasn't even played a snap with the Patriots.
Well, that's the thing is that I think everybody is thinking that. And we have no idea how good the guy is. And I don't want to get off into the Instagram tangent quite yet, but that's a good point. So he's doing this workout. He just ran, like, it looks like he ran along the river or something,
yeah.
Right? Like, who is waiting for him with a camera, with a black and white camera? All right, start.
Whoever does it, I'm impressed because this is the time, by the way, for all the NFL players to look like they're the greatest player
yes.
in the history of sports. Because you have your guy and you have a lot of times you have your team now that makes you look great and that makes these videos impeccable. So based off of those, I'm ready for Cam Newton to win at least 5 Super Bowls here.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But that's, again, that's you're seduced by the Instagram. You're seduced by him running on a 10-incline
on
a treadmill.
I think we all are. And
I'm not.
No, I know you're not. But, like, the one thing that I'm saying just as fans.
Don't I count?
No, I know. The one thing that jumps out to me is the quotes that he has where he's like, you got to wait for the line.
Oh, it was
Lion's
so fun transcribing that this morning. It was so fun. It was much. I got to be honest. It's much more fun than transcribing Ron Reneke yesterday.
Oh, it is entertaining for sure. But back to the original point.
Go ahead.
Xander Bogaerts.
Yes,
I think
being the face of Boston sports.
Being able to qualify for that title that you have obviously come up with, and I fully agree with. You need to have been here for X amount of years, done X amount of things. Xander Bogaerts checks all the boxes.
Yes.
He's a guy that I think that team looks up to. He's a guy that's been a part of two World Series teams in Boston. And he just carries himself like he's the leader of the Red Sox, which at the end of the day, if you're going to compare that to Jason Tatum, who I would say would be the Celtics equivalent, at least in terms of you would have to
he's
say
22 Tatum, years old.
Tatum's the quasi captain, though, of that team, though. He's taken over.
No, this year. You think no, Kemba? No. Here's that. This is one of my biggest I hate this. I hate saying he's the captain of the team because he's the best player. Like, the guy, as I said before, earlier, the guy I want to be the face of Boston sports is Jaylen Brown. I want to be. I just don't think he's quite accomplished enough.
No.
Because of what he represents, how he handles himself, you know, how articulate he is. So you go from all the social justice things he did in Atlanta to then just recently to come out and do the exact opposite of what all these prima donna guys are doing, which is I'm deleting Instagram and I'm not complaining about the hotel. Isn't that what we all, as fans, we all want everybody there to say?
I can't believe the amount that these guys are complaining about the hotels. It's like Rondo talking about it not it being a Hotel 6. That hotel looked like the best one I've ever been in. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? I understand we're not NBA stars.
It's what is it called? The snack packs or what? What do you get? What Lunchables?
You're getting
the Lunchables.
By the way, if you gave me a Lunchable, I'd still mess with a Lunchable. But like that, back the original point. I think, but the way I look at it, like the face of Boston sports right now, if we're talking about this second, I think it's Xander Bogaerts. But a lot of people would say Tatum. I don't think anyone from the Bruins would come to mind. They seem like
Patrice Bergeron.
I guess Bergeron and Bogaerts are probably the best argument for guys that have been here and done that.
But that's with Tatum, and like I said, in 3 years it might be a different conversation. I think in 3 years, because if he shows a commitment to being here, and we're never going to get past the Cam Newton thing, because this is, you and I are defining it one way, and Brian and others are defining it another.
Also, you need to play a snap, though. You can't
I would
qualify.
Think so.
What I'll say is this, Rob, okay? I agree with you guys that I don't think Cam Newton deserves to be the face of Boston sports. It's someone like you're talking about. I'm just telling you nationally, he's the first name that will come to people's minds.
That is,
that's
again,
all I'm trying
two
to say.
Different conversation.
Right.
I
agree that he doesn't deserve to be. I'm just saying he is.
I applaud you for being willing to be wrong. So
I'm not wrong. I mean, I'm not wrong at all.
I'm a very good person.
Willing to be wrong is just a great way to agree.
No disrespect, but I'm not wrong. No,
I like you personally, but you're wrong. All right, let's go to the phone call. Steve in Miami. What's going on, Steve?
How you doing today, Rob?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for being on the air. I love listening to you guys. A couple of things. One, Red Sox don't have Eduardo Rodriguez and Colin McHugh. I think they need to get another pitcher. And two, regarding Brady, I've always loved Brady. After all, he put football on the map in New England. I'm older than you. I remember when they were 1-15 and they were terrible. But it was always the New England Patriots. So I hope Brady does well and continues his Hall of Fame career. But if it's between rooting for the Patriots, the New England Patriots, and rooting for Brady, always the New England Patriots, and in my view, no team, no players above a team.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call. And we're going to get to the Red Sox stuff in the next hour, but I said this earlier, Steve. Like, so we have three Steves on hold, and we get Steve here.
It's a great
love Steve.
Name. It's a great name.
Did you see the movie The Tao of Steve?
No, but I should.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it's a prerequisite.
Yeah.
But we had said earlier that I remember Mutt bringing up this conversation about if the Brady plays the Patriots, who are you rooting for? And he's like Brady, Brady, Brady. I'm like, no, you're rooting for the laundry. And only if it's falling apart. If things are falling apart and you're embarrassed to be associated with a team, then you're rooting for Brady. But now, more than ever, you're rooting for the Patriots. Right now.
No question.
Yeah.
Wait, Mutt really said that?
Yeah.
You would root for Brady over the Pats?
Yes.
In a heads-up matchup?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because he's saying how popular Brady is. But now, here's the thing, Steve, is that it's flipped. Like, we talk about the perception of Tom Brady. This undeniably here is taking a hit. It's not that we aren't still going to put up the statue, but it's taking a hit. You would agree with that?
Yes.
And we're picking at the scabs that we would never pick at before.
But isn't this what you do, though? This is the breakup. This is what happens. I didn't really like him. He wasn't that. But he was that great. He won 6 rings.
Yeah.
So, like, I think we're in that mode right now, especially when we don't even know if an NFL season's going to happen, where we're just going to pick at little this, that. Oh, Tom posted this during the pandemic. And it's like, we want to be as upset as physically possible that a guy broke up with us, quote unquote, even though that's not. Doesn't really seem like
I said this. I said this. Like when the news came out that the left tackle said he might not play for the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
people, I guarantee you, people are like, ah, you don't have a left tackle. How do you like the weather now, Tom?
That's what people around here are like, and that's what I love. I would way rather we be riding for everybody that's on the teams that we support than, you know, just following players around. For Mutt to say, I'm surprised Mutt said that, because that's very much like a...
But that was before Cam. That was a while ago.
That's a little different. Because then, I mean, if it was Stidham versus Brady, I guarantee a lot of people here would be like, oh, Brady, stick it to him.
Like, but I still, it's the uniform thing. The guy,
for where you're from, is
my good friend Paul Lucas, is who runs Uniwatch.com, which is the finest uniform watching website in the history of the world.
Yeah, it is legit.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. He had a great point. He's like, I'm a Mets fan, and if they traded all 25 guys to the Yankees tomorrow, so I would be rooting for all the same guys I was rooting against, the Yankees guys. I mean, how can you argue that? That's a fact.
Yeah, but that's as if the team moved to the Bronx. If you're going to trade the entire team, that's a different argument.
But those players, there's a switching uniforms.
No, I know.
Which actually may happen this year with all the rules going on.
I look at that as the equivalent of like the Sonics going to OKC. It's like, oh, well, I think we got to root for them. Those are the guys I was just rooting for. So, I don't know. I think it's a little different if you talk about the entire team. I understand the point that's trying to be made. But with Brady, people are always going to love him here. I don't think that's ever going to change. But now you have a little swagger. You have a guy where you can be like, oh, this is our guy. Cam's our guy.
Oh,
I don't think there was swagger when you're like,
nah, they didn't want to. Yeah, there's no swagger with Cam. No. Although he was best friends with Brock Holt.
My favorite guest in Section 10 history, Brock Holt.
Brock Holt?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's even close.
Did you miss that story?
Which one?
The Jarrett Stidham's best friends with Brock Holt story?
I definitely missed that story.
Oh, my goodness.
When was that?
Thank you for reading.
I don't read. I'll just like the tweet.
I will summarize this. So he's obviously 9 years older than Jarrett Stidham. They went to the same high school. But Brock Holt's baseball coach in high school, his son was Jarrett Stidham's best friend.
Okay.
So when this kid, he had a birthday, his 14th birthday, he could bring one kid to go meet Brock Holt in Bradenton. So he brought Jarrett Stidham.
Okay.
So Jarrett Stidham and Brock Holt watched the Game 7 of the 2010 Finals together at a bar in Bradenton.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And
yeah,
so they kept
known.
In touch. Yeah. Thanks for reading.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll read next time.
That's Steve Perrault. Before we go to break, let's get Steve in Fall River. Hey, Steve. How are you? Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Don't let me go without pumping your tires and giving you a compliment.
Okay. I will not let you go.
Well, I'm going to go to the Hall of Fame to use your analogy about pumping the tires of Xander Bogaerts. Do you have to give me his resume? Shouldn't I automatically think he's the face of Boston sports? Why do I have to hear his resume? If I have to hear his resume, then he's not my automatic choice. Now, that's a statement. Let me ask you a question. Who's the face of Tampa Bay sports?
Tom Brady. Right now?
Okay.
But not under my rules.
Okay, but he is. It doesn't matter about your rules. He is. Is it Longoria still down there?
No,
who's
he's not. He's in San Francisco.
Who's the longtime Tampa Bay player? Is there one that comes to mind?
No.
Is it Xander Bogaerts? Okay.
Does
Steven Stamkos still play for the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Yes.
I think he does.
Yes.
Okay. Tom Brady supplanted him. Guess what? There's your answer. This kid is now the face of the Boston sports until proven otherwise. Cam Newton. If you have to make an argument for Xander Bogaerts, then you've already proven that
it's fair, Steve. It's good points, but I would say this: when you talk about areas, I think if you have the option, like you do in Boston, you don't have in Tampa. If you have the option where you do have long term guys for a baseball team or long term guys with a basketball team, because Tampa only has the Rays, who have no candidates, and you have the Bucks, obviously, who don't have any long term candidates. Hold on a second. And the hockey thing, that's another good example of what Brian was saying.
It's got to be Patrice Bergeron under your
right. But Brian said this before, Steve, is that unfortunately, when you're talking about this, it has to be acceptance across the nation of the sport. And when we have to ask, does Steve Stamkos still play for the Lightning? Like, that's a problem, right? I know that Xander Bogaerts has been playing for the Red Sox.
All right, so it's Cam Newton, and it's a good signing because that's what I wanted to say.
Okay. And what else are you going to say about me?
It's also good for Jarrett Stidham, because who wants to succeed Tom Brady with this with the supporting cast he has.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton will get more out of this pile of dung that he's working with, even if he works with him in the off season. And I do want to compliment you, Rob. You sound really good from broadcasting under your bed, because I know you're afraid to come out into the world, so you sound real good.
Thank you. Thank you. Steve, who was called the COVID-19 the sniffles last week.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
All right. All right, anyway, 617-779-7937. Very excited for what's coming up after this break. Steve Peralt, Section 10, Bleacher Report, with us right now. Pat Light's going to be joining us as well. I'm sure it's going to sound just like he's here.
Yes.
Where is he? New Jersey?
I think he's Jersey, yeah.
New Jersey?
Hoboken.
But there's going to be some spirited back and forth about something about Steve not being on the duck boat and dating Garen Austin and
hopefully
all,
not. Hopefully those are not the topics.
Okay. Hold on. Well, I got to cross those two off. All right. Anyway, if you've got any questions about baseball and or really, you know, and we can integrate this into one of the things I wanted to ask in the Cam Newton conversation with about the social media or really about Xander Bogaerts. I think one of the problems is the social media thing. The football players
Absolutely.
Are so far out ahead of anything.
Not even close.
So they're saying, well, that's the face because I see him on Instagram all the yeah. time. Whereas Xander Bogaerts and a ton of baseball players, you know this. This is not their thing. Anyway, I do want to get into that with you, Steve Peralt, and Pat Light right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.